Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Have to it, boss. But,
and then that was the jump right out of the gate. And then I think that next week, March Madness was on.
Yeah, that was.
You were in my office watching March Madness. So it didn't take long for us really to get going.
No, it didn't take long.
But that next week, we had a bet on Michigan State. I'll never forget it.
First Duke,
plus two, Michigan State, and we were screaming and hollering in my office.
Well, it was a big one.
Huge game. We had to have it, but but then a video circulates because one of our employees that was in there too took a video of it. We got called up to the office that next day.
Yeah,
and got in trouble, and that's what kind of started just the banter. Ah, shit. Grace, I did it again. What did I do? Cut my nuts with another shitty razor. Those are the screams I used to make when I would cut myself shaving before I knew about Manscaped. Thank you, Manscaped, for turning my loud shrieks into multiple peaks. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. So with one guy with a set of balls to another guy with a set of balls, take care of your balls. Use Manscaped today, getting 20% off all Manscaped orders when you use promo code BOBBYBALLS. Yes, BOBBYBALLS gets you 20% off all Manscaped order today. Take care of your nuts today.
Yeah, well, that was there's a lot of stories that we can roll through, but, I mean, that definitely is up there. I mean, what about the story with Rudy Gobert? Do you remember? That's a good story, too.
Do I ever.
I remember that. Like, that wasn't that long ago.
Do I
actually.
Ever remember the Rudy Gobert story? Let it rip.
Well, I think we were supposed to hang that night or something like that. Jazz were staying at the hotel. They tend to stay at the hotel a lot. Great team, by the way. Really nice,
awesome.
Dynamic.
The best.
They're really good guys. And then, so we were supposed to hang out, and you work in the morning shift. We were going to watch the game. And so I said, I think you said something like around 5:30, I'll be off, I'll be ready to go. So it was around like 5:45, almost 6 o'clock, and I hadn't seen you. Normally, as soon as your shift was done, you were gangbusters out of there.
Yeah.
You're not built like me in the sense that.
Beelined. No.
You do your 8 hours, and that's it.
5:30, I'm gone.
The toolbox is going home. That's it.
Gone.
So I called you, and I said, hey, what's the plan? Are we still watching this game? And she said, yeah, Cuts, I got a couple things I'm hanging on to with the team. We're getting ready to go to the game. And I was thinking about it. I was like, 5:45, the game's at 7. Like, you'd think a professional sports team, they would have been at the arena at like 4 o'clock. So I thought it was a little bit strange. And then I hung up with you, and then you gave me another. You remember? You called me back.
Rudy Gobert forgot his shoes in his room, his basketball sneakers in his room. So I was left, since I was responsible for that department, to go run these shoes to the Staples Center. By the time the game started.
Oh, my God.
So there was some Maserati promotion going on to where we had cars there. So I hop in the Maserati. I'm driving on the way. And on the way, I think to myself, I go, Joe, we got to take the Lakers.
Yeah, you called me back. I think we took the first half.
Yeah, I said, we got to take the Lakers first half. There's no way I'm going to.
I think
make
I told
it.
You, I said, Rob, just take the slowest route. If we can get them out for half a quarter.
I was ready to stop at Red Lobster and just go down PCH for another 30 minutes. I'm thinking, if Gobert doesn't have his shoes, there's no chance in hell he's their main player.
Well, he's their defensive centerpiece.
Yeah, he does everything for them. So I remember calling you. We take the game.
I thought you were joking.
No, I had literally the shoes in my back
in
seat.
A Maserati.
They said, you go meet a Utah Jazz ball boy outside of the Staples Center. Okay? So I went. I met the Jazz ball boy. We take the first half. I'm listening to it on the radio. The first thing I hear is, and Gobert slams one home, and the Jazz go up 10. The Lakers end up not hitting the bet. It was like from that movie Like Mike where he needs his shoes.
Yeah.
Except Gobert
didn't
need his shoes.
How was he playing if you had his shoes? Did he borrow somebody else's?
Well, but that's the stupid thing about it. For us to think that he didn't have a spare thing of shoes.
We kind of jumped the gun on that.
He plays in the NBA. Who were we to think that he wasn't going to have a spare set?
High school game.
Yeah, like he had to run over to the Nike store.
Kid forgot his jock strap.
Yeah. And this guy ends up having a huge game. The Lakers won, but we just didn't cover the first half.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Now, moving on for the Ask Bob segment here, okay? For what the people want to know, we all know the Ask Bob segment. Everybody's favorite part of the show here. Rick Tarone, perfect name out of Mendham, New Jersey. Would like to know, Cold Cuts, this is for you. What's your Mount Rushmore of fast food joints?
Well, I do tend to eat more fast food than I should, you know, because of the late hours I work. But if I'm going, how many am I doing? Four?
Well, Mount Rushmore's four, not five, I believe.
Four. Okay, so four. Yeah, it's four, yeah? So four, at four, I think I'm going to go with, Wendy's at four. Wendy's is really
good.
Wendy's
takes the four seed.
Yeah, it's good. But the problem is, in L.A. where I live, there's just not enough of them. They're hard to find. So if there were
but
more.
But don't hold that against Wendy.
Well, no, but it's good. It's in my top four.
Okay.
Well,
but
I'm not holding out.
But from a location standpoint, like people on the East Coast are putting in their Mount Rushmore In-N-Out.
Yeah, that's a bad play, though. Because if you're doing Mount Rushmore, it's like what you eat the most, right?
Okay.
Like what's your favorite? So I say Wendy takes the four spot.
Good for Wendy.
Wendy's great. Third spot is going to be one of your favorites is Chick-fil-A.
And that gets the three seed?
Yeah, the three seed gets Chick-fil-A. It's great. I love it. But I'm not a big chicken guy. I like a beef patty. I like burger, like a regular style burger normally. And, you know, they don't have that. If they start bringing the cows in, you know, the beef into the mix, then, yeah, they
just can't believe they're in the three seed. Okay, what's your two?
They're top three. Number two is Five Guys. That is a great classic style burger.
That
it's a little more pricey,
okay.
but I mean, I'm all for that. And then number one, it's a no brainer. It's Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
It's 100%. That's I love me some Tex-Mex or whatever it is.
Joe, you have Taco Bell for lunchtime. Your day's done.
No, I my body's become immune to it. I've eaten it quite a few, you know.
See, I think with Mount Rushmore's with fast food, if you wanted to take Taco Bell, you could put it on there, but you have to consider the fact of whether you're intoxicated or not.
Oh, no.
Taco Bell and intoxicated is the best. It's a totally different ballgame. Going to Taco Bell sober and intoxicated
You can get so much value for your money. They got that value menu. You can have like six things for less than $10.
That's true.
So I can just load up. And everything they do is great. You just got to add sour cream.
Yeah. Well, they're always going to throw that in there. All right, Cuts. Greg Sawyer, Birmingham, Alabama. This one's for me. What's the funniest Cold Cuts moment you've seen?
That's tough.
I would say, I mean, it's something recent that's fresh in my mind, was me telling you about an 11 o'clock tea time.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And you were wondering why I was telling you just to sleep on the couch. I told you we had an 11 o'clock tea time when really the tea time was 7.
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me at the time.
Take me through you waking up to me pushing you at 6:50 in the morning.
Well, I think it was another late night of work, and I was planning on playing. The only reason you got me to say yes is because you said 11 o'clock. I didn't work the next day. I was off. So I think it was my first day off in like 2 weeks. So I thought, okay, I can get a little rest, and I never say no to a golf game. But then you wanted me to sleep over, which is rare. It's not. I thought it was
sleep on the couch. Sleep on the couch.
Take the sofa. So I don't know. I just kind of did it. And then I woke up in the middle of the night, it felt like. And all of a sudden, you're like, Cuts, get ready. We're golfing. I thought, there's no way in hell it's 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning at this time.
Right.
Like, there's no way. And, yeah, sure enough, that was it. You threw me a cup of coffee, and I kind of stumbled my way onto the course. But
you know, and the more I think about it, it's such a messed up play on my part. But if you counter in, the best times to catch you content-wise are far and away when you don't see it coming.
Yeah, you catch me by storm.
Yeah, and that was a storm. I mean, watching you wake up and go, I felt for you, but then at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, content-wise, I can't catch Kutch at a better moment than what he's at right now.
That's true. I mean, I don't think I would have said no if you told me 7 a.m. I might have rallied.
Right.
I might have.
Well, you know who's always great for a 7 a.m. tea time?
Who?
And maybe just because he's German and this is like their thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is Das Rapp.
Oh, this guy wants to get to the course 2 hours before tea time.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. He puts about 500 putts in.
Oh, it's you know, he still shanks the first golf ball off the number one tee.
You know, for people who don't watch the Instagram, we have a thing called the International Carpool, which is all, except for me, an American. You're from Canada. Eric the Big Maple Bladder is from Canada
as well. Yeah.
And then Das Rapp, who's
German
from,
sensation.
Straight out of Germany. Now, we're talking heart of Germany. The nicest guy I've ever met in my life. Give me a Das Rapp impression on the golf course.
Das Rapp on the course.
Give me Das Rapp on the golf course.
Robbie, I think if you have a couple of spare tees, I might have misplaced mine today. Let's get after it, boys. Let's have a good round and no matter what, we're having fun and you know, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. You know, we're all good sports here, and at the end of the day, you know, I'm just happy to be out with my brothers. I don't know, dude. You can't put me on the spot like that.
Well, actually, speaking of putting you on the spot, you don't know this one's coming. This is from Zach Spaltz, Toronto, Canada. So we had to take the question.
Big fan of the Canadian.
Well, you're not going to be a big fan of him after this. Cold Cuts, what is your go-to karaoke song, and can you sing it?
No, Rob, I'm not. I already did a tackle. For starters, I don't have a favorite. I mix it up.
Cold Cuts is an absolute karaoke king. What would you say your go-to song
well,
is?
Well, again, like I don't have a go-to. It depends on the group and the crowd that I'm with.
Right, right, fair.
So if we're out with a big crowd and I want to get a rise, I'll do something really ballsy that most people wouldn't do. I'd do like a Whitney Houston. But
that was.
I mean,
massive.
Remember that video went
totally
viral.
Can't beat it.
But if it's just your average time, I mean, I'll mix it up. You know what I've been listening to lately? I watched that movie with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Star is Born.
That Shallow song is lit.
Would you rip Shallow?
Do I have to right now?
Well, Spaltz wanted to ask. If that's your go-to karaoke song, I think Spaltz asked you to sing the song.
I mean, it's going to be a cappella because there's no background
music.
Folks,
you got coming in right now, only on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Joey.
I might need some water here, dude.
Let's give him some water. I have some.
Loosen up the vocal cords.
Nature's Finest, Poland Spring there.
Well, Poland
you are about to get Joey Cold Cuts is going to let rip right before his work shift. 8-day bender in France.
Yeah.
Karaoke style. Star is Born.
Are we doing this?
We're going to fucking do it.
All right. Let's go. Okay, here we go. I'm going to sing the Bradley Cooper version because the Lady Gaga part is.
Yeah, just and
that's a bit much, dude.
You're doing this for Spaltz.
Spaltz, I want a DM, buddy.
You got to deliver.
With a rating.
You don't have to give her the whole song, but just show the range of the vocal cords.
All right, here we go.
Here he goes. This is Joey Cold Cuts, Shallow.
Tell me something, boy. See, you're putting me on the spot here now. You know, dude, I got to pull out the, you know, you're throwing me off, you know. I'm saying I'm not going to do the Gaga version, and I started off with the Gaga. Okay,
perfect.
I'm ready.
Karaoke for West Hollywood.
I hope this isn't live recorded. I hope we can edit that part
indeed
out.
Indeed it is. Alex, you keep that shit.
Jesus. Oh, it's all staying.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's a big flop right off the bat.
All right, Spaltz, round
here,
two.
Round
here
two.
It is.
You're only good as your second. Okay. Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I feel myself. I'm on the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now.
There you go. That's it.
And I had to do the deep voice because he's really deep on
it. I'll be honest, that was way better than I expected it to be.
Yeah, no, you know what? I saw when Spaltz put the question out there. I said, we got to let it rip with this. What a story.
I'm like a personal playground out here just getting me to do all these different things.
Jeez. Cold Cuts, another question that I have on you. Do you enjoy, how much have you enjoyed being on the Instagram, going out golfing with the crew?
Oh, it's the best. You know what? I think the best part about it, and in all honesty, like this is, for those of you who don't know, the first time I met Rob, I said right off the bat, I said, he's one of the funniest guys I've ever met. And I said to him, I said, you know, we can really make something out of this. But the beauty of it all is that we just go out and just fuck around. Can I swear on that?
Fuck yeah, you can swear, right?
We kind of fuck around a little bit.
It's fucking encouraged.
I just want to make sure I'm not breaking any rules here. But we just get after it. We have a blast. Our group is just an amazing group of people, and we have a blast, and people seem to love it, you know? And, you know, the whole Cold Cuts thing, it's kind of been like a persona or whatever, but it's wild. You know, like I was in San Diego a few weeks ago for the Farmers Insurance. I was walking down the golf course. I think 3-4 people came up to me and said, Cold Cuts, can we...
Isn't it weird, though?
It's weird.
Being that you're working at a luxury hotel, don't you at times have guests call you Cold Cuts?
Well, the staff want to call me Cold Cuts, too, and I put a hard stop to that right away. I mean, if you're going to your boss and say, hey, Cold Cuts, can I take my break now? It kind of reduces a little bit of the, you know, the prestige you're giving your boss.
Cold Cuts, I really apologize. My stomach is really hurting. I don't think I can make it into work.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll do the job. Don't worry.
Well, folks, there he is. You got a little bit of him there. You're going to get a lot moving forward of the big fella, Joey Cold Cuts, making a lot of appearances here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Again, expect more Cold Cuts. Let's get you back to work.
Oh, dude, and this is amazing. You know, I remember the first episode we did was in our living room. Remember, we were hovering around. You didn't even have a laptop, so you used mine for like 4 months. And then I think that we had like this one little mic, and we were both trying to talk in it at the same time.
I used a little coat hanger to kind of just prop the mic perfectly up.
I had to be careful because I'd go in to say something. I'd have to be careful that I wasn't like banging his head. You know, now we got a great setup here. This is.
And many more to come, my friend.
Well, I'm thrilled to be on here, and anytime you need me to belt out a vocal or two, I guess. Bring me on out.
Cold Cuts, thanks for hopping on the show. You take care now.
Thank you.
All right, folks, there he is, the big fella. 6'1", 235, give or take, the king of the north. Vancouver's finest, you're looking at none other than Joey Cold Cuts. Cold Cuts, thanks for being on the show today.
This is the third time now. Look at the setup we
Number
got
three.
Going on here.
Number three. Coming off a bender in France, an 8-day bender, dressed to the nines. Alex, have you seen somebody dressed this well coming into the studio?
This is a first. I'll say that.
Keep in mind, I got to go straight to work after this. It's been a little bit of a long haul.
All right, folks, hang right with us here. Time to pay the bills just to let you folks know that with the new Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, cuts and nicks are officially a thing of the past. This is their third-generation trimmer featuring advanced skin-safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. If you support the Brilliantly Dumb Show, you don't only support the show, you support your ballsack. From one guy supporting his ballsack to another, order Manscaped today. Promo code Bobby Balls to get 20% off your new lawnmower today. I want to jump into the France thing because the first thing that just, I don't get it. I don't understand why you would do it. I got a call from Tamara, who's our friend who was at this wedding in France. I wasn't there. I wish I was. You requested a song, the first song right out of the gate at the wedding. For Cotton Eye Joe,
yeah.
Don't you think you should give the DJ a little bit of a chance?
Well, no, he was taking requests.
I mean, don't you? Yeah, he's going to take requests, but that's after a couple songs.
But it wasn't the first song the couple dances to, so I waited. I gave them that. They did some Sam Smith song. Then I felt like, you know what? We needed something that would get the people up on the dance floor.
But, and did anybody have any complaints to you coming? And mind you, Cotton Eye Joe, I don't know if they play that in France.
Well, I kind of led the charge.
You sure as hell did. What did the DJ say to you?
Well, I think he had to look up the song because he didn't have it in the playlist. So he was kind of a real French guy. So he asked, like, for the translation. I think I put it from English to French because I don't know.
It's the most basic. It's like asking to play Twist and Shout.
But that's another great song. You need something that's going to get the people going. You know, everybody's just finishing off their meal. It's, the dance floor is kind of waiting. It's just like waiting for people to get out there. So you want something that's going to like lighten out the crowd a little bit. You
were out there all right. What's the difference between a wedding in France and an American wedding?
Oh, the hors d'oeuvres were a lot different.
Yeah, how were they? Good hors d'oeuvres?
They were great. They were great. Maybe the highlight of the cocktail hour for sure.
Besides the Cotton Eye Joe.
I was slipping on caviar, little frog legs at one point.
Did you do the frog legs?
I tried to do everything I could that was as French as possible. I ate snails, escargot, I think they call it, frog legs, beef tartare, foie gras, the whole nine yards.
I got a call. So whatever time it was in France, I had woken up to this phone call and said, "You're never going to believe it. Joey Coldcuts just requested the Cotton Eye Joe." Were people out there doing the?
Well, I grabbed a big crew of people out there. I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah, until they say, "Now, Mr. and Ms. Trebell, you are now husband and wife." Get out, Nye Joe. I've been there in a long time ago.
Two-step.
Now, Bender, it was Coldcuts. What, take me even before France, the night before France, because what people got to know is you're an absolute workhorse. It never ends. Take me the night before you had a, what, 14-hour trip?
Yeah, I had to be at the airport at 5 a.m.
Okay, so take me through the night before.
Well, I didn't go to bed that day. I kind of powered through it. I had all the stuff to do because I procrastinate sometimes, you know. So I had left my packing. I had to do laundry. I had to do, you know, get the suit ready to the dry cleaners. Nice. I had to work longer than expected. So all that stuff was kind of prolonged. And then a couple buddies asked me to go out.
So, but before the buddies even get to you, what? So you worked the shift the day before France?
Yeah, probably next time I'll take that day off just to prepare.
How many hours was that shift?
About 13 and a half hours I worked.
So you're done at what time?
I finished maybe. I started around. I got there at 6:30. I think I left around 8:15 or something like that.
8:15. Where were you headed to right after that?
Well, first thing I did is I beelined it back to the dry cleaner to pick up my suit because I was worried they were going to be closed.
Good dry cleaning hours.
Yeah. Well, that's 24
impressive.
Hours. I
yeah,
made sure
impressive.
Of that.
Good.
And then from there, I headed down to. I had to buy cufflinks. Right. I did Ross. They're open till 11:30. Bought some cufflinks. Went back home. Started to pack. Friends called me. Packing was, again, prolonged.
You never said no.
No, listen, I was technically on vacation, so I said, you know what, why not? Let's go out and
get
out.
You go out. What were the spots you hit? You got to hear this shit. What was the spots you hit before your French trip?
Well, we started out at Ocean Prime. We did a couple cocktails. I like to do a little diversity, so we go to a few different spots. It really kind of makes it fun. Then from there, we went to Chateau Marmont. We went to the Sunset Tower. I think we went to the Beverly Wilshire for a drink afterwards and see the people.
And then you're coming right from then, Ubering over to the airport?
I went home. I packed within about 45 minutes because I think it was about 3:30. I got home. And then I had to call an Uber, and I went straight to the airport around 5.
Get into France, and you're just getting right after it, right out of the get-go.
Yeah, right away. I was waiting for my buddy to get in, so I actually had a few hours to kind of kill. I did a little sightseeing, you know, or went to the cafe. And
how could you go sightseeing after going to the Chateau Marmont? You probably hit the nice guy at some point. Then over on the trip, 14, and you're going to go sightseeing?
Well, the room wasn't ready for a while, so I didn't really have much of a choice.
How shitty did the Eiffel Tower look at that point? I mean, it's just, this guy is just a machine. I have asked him, and I swear to you, Alex, I say to him all the time, he's never said no, regardless of what he has planned that day. He's just an absolute work. You're the CC Sabathia of partying.
Yeah,
I
like
to send him out there.
And the thing is, I think because of my work hours in the past that I'm used to not going with sleep, you know, I'd have to work a banquet event till 2-3 in the morning, be back at work at 6.
And so from this, which is why you got the suit going, hell of a suit, Cuts.
Thanks. I'm going straight to work after this.
Stand up. It's a good suit. You got that tailored?
Yeah, it's tailored.
Very nice. So you'll go to work right after this.
I got like literally half an hour in between. I got to go to work.
And this takes me perfectly into our next part here. Because it just transitions perfectly. This is a regimen of a guy that is claiming you're going to be able to tackle Saquon Barkley.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying on the first time. You said 10 times,
now,
right?
And like, for the folks who don't know, we have a bet going with Saquon Barkley.
How did this thing start, by the way? I got tagged in this, and all of a sudden now you're making arrangements. This guy is a big man.
Well, see, what's good, as are you, though, Joseph.
Rob, I'm not a professional football player.
But you know what? You got the drive, Cuts.
Well, I got the heart, but that doesn't mean that I can take down guy with thighs twice the size of my body mass.
We were out to dinner, and I basically volunteered you because I made a strong point for you. And I, like I said, I don't think you're a favorite to tackle him, but what I said to Saquon is that if you do a heat of 10 rushes, knowing how hard you're going to go at it, and just you're going to give it everything. I said, you know, with your body mass too, I said Cold Cuts is actually going to have a shot.
Well, I actually talked to him about it.
About how you're going to tackle
him? I saw him. It was out for his birthday party at Delilah's. They were all out there getting after it.
That wasn't the night before France.
No, it was two nights before.
Jesus.
And they messaged me at 12 asking me if our buddy Doyle messaged me at 12 saying if I wanted to come out. I was in my PJs ready for bed. I thought, well, Saquon's out there.
Gotta go. If SB's out there.
I rallied. I think I texted you. You were sound asleep.
I was out like a light.
Yeah, you were done. And then I got there, and I had met him before. So I went up, and I said hi, and you know, we started laughing. I said, so what do you think about this? And he actually said something along the lines of, he goes, he's a really humble guy.
It's the best.
I have a lot of respect for him. He goes,
it's the best.
You know, you might get lucky, bro, one time. So that, to me, that fired me up.
Right.
If he's thinking that I got a potential chance, like, that's all I need to, you know.
What would you put the honest, what do you think the honest odds? Because people have been DMing me as far as what it should be, Saquon by a million. What do you think the honest odds should be?
It's got to be like plus 350.
That's right where I would have had it.
I mean, I felt a little more confident. And then one of the followers actually sent me a video reel of him breaking tackles. And I was a little dejected after watching that.
But Joe, mind you, a lot of people say plus 350 isn't enough. Mind you, for those of the people who don't bet out there, if you put $100 on Cold Cuts making the tackle, you win $350. People think you should win $750,
$900. I mean, yeah, maybe you could do it plus $450. I don't know. The thing is, you're doing, if it's an open end field tackle, I don't stand it. I can't keep up with him.
Well, that's
But if it's Oklahoma straight on, I mean, he might run into me. I might just grab him for dear life and try to pull him down with me while I'm falling.
That's the thing. It's going to be head to head, body to body, you know, Oklahoma style. SEC maybe football style, just really rough and dirty.
You know, I played football too in high school.
So, but even with that being said, what would be your approach on Saquon? Because you can't go high.
No, if I go high, he's gonna just stiff arm me, or he's gonna just knock my lights out.
You don't want to take a stiff arm.
I think your best approach is go low. Ankle tackle, maybe. You know what I was saying in one of the videos is you go by the waist and you just try to wrap up and just turn around, like I said, something like a boa constrictor, how you just try to turn your whole body around and try to trip them up.
What would you do?
Well, I mean, I would show you, but I'm a little bit constrained here.
Go ahead, but pull it up. Let me see what you would do if you were to go and approach Saquon Barkley. What would your approach be?
Are we doing this in the studio?
Stand up right now. We could do it.
I mean,
I just want to see. So let me see what that anaconda roll would be.
Well, you got to start off in your three, and it's all about getting the pressure right off the lunge.
Right.
So you go in and grab around the waist. Like if you're here, I'm grabbing around the waist, and I'm just locking in, and I'm literally twirling around. Like I don't want to hit anything here, but I'm just going to try to take my body pressure and try to trip them up. It's not like I'm going to hit him with sheer force.
You know, and
let's do a full 360 in the suit. Right?
Yeah. Get up the suit. Look at the suit. First guy to ever walk in here with the suit,
too. You look good. You feel good.
you know, and we even talked to Cuz, who's Saquon's manager, who, by the way, thinks plus 350 is absolutely ludicrous.
Well, what does he think it should be?
He thinks it should be in the thousands.
In the thousands?
Yeah.
If it's in the thousands, then your money's got to go on me.
All I'm saying is people don't – I'm not saying you're going to do it. I think the odds are where they are. Obviously, you're an underdog, but I would not sleep on you putting them down.
Well, the thing is, you know this because we hang out all the time. If I'm doing something, I'm doing it 150%.
Like your night out.
Well, yeah. And then it's, so either I'm going to end up tackling him or I'm going to the hospital. It's one or two.
Well, you may tackle him. Even if you tackle him, you're still going to end up in the hospital. Well, yeah. But at least you tackled him and you cover the plus 350.
I might be in CTE protocol for about a week or two.
I might. That's a pretty strong chance right there, if you ask me. Cuts, moving on from that, I initially put on the story for people to ask us questions, you know, whatever they want to know, questions for you, questions for me. The main thing we got to address that just continued to pile in is how me and you met. We won't name the hotel. It was at a luxury hotel. Cuts, how did you and Big Bob meet?
Well, I remember it. I'll keep this relatively brief, but it's a funny story. I'd never met you before, obviously. We were it was a Saturday night. We had live music in the bar playing when, you know, on the weekends we tended to do that. And the musicians, I like to get after it, and I'm all about that. You know, you want to create a good atmosphere. So they asked me how loud they could play it. I said, go for it.
By the way, with that being said, when Cold Cuts was in charge of this restaurant, this son of a bitch never shut down. Well, I mean, I don't know when you're supposed to make last drink call, but if you needed the only bar in Beverly Hills that was up and running till 5 a.m.
Just text me.
You find Joey. This thing didn't shut down. It was like a Denny's.
We became an after-hour club. We'd be slanging drinks. There was actually one time there was a wedding party. I shit you not. They came in. They wanted to do drinks. I told them if they do bottle service, I'd cater to it. And the staff, they'd never done that before. So I think I sold like two or three bottles of Grey Goose and a bottle of champagne.
Nothing goes down the hatch quite like a Moscow Mule 4 a.m. Yep. in Beverly Hills.
Hotel guests, you get the right away, you know?
Well, go ahead.
So I think, you know, this was right around close to the start of my tenure when I was at the bar. And they asked me, they said, how loud can we play? I said, go for it. Like, if there's a noise complaint, we can tend to bring it down after that point. Well, they went for it. And sure enough, the overnight... was it supervisor from the hotel?
She was the front desk.
She was awful, by the way.
She was the overnight.
She brought nothing to the table.
No, but that's why she was on the overnight.
Yeah, that's true.
She was the overnight office manager.
So she came storming into the restaurant. I'm there having a good time. I think I was kind of on the side, like kind of humming to the music. And she just ripped into me. She said, how could you have the music so loud? We have guest complaints, noise complaints. So, I don't want to upset anybody. So I turned it down a little bit. I told him to turn it down. I wanted to do a follow-up because some of the songs they were playing coming up were going to be a little bit louder, so I wanted to let her know, A, that I had turned it down, and secondly, wanted to get the approval that moving forward, we were good. So I walk across the lobby and the front desk there, and I see this guy standing there, this young chap, and I go up to the front. I said, hey, can I talk to – I think her name was Melissa. Melissa was her name, I think.
Yeah.
I said, can I talk to Melissa? And then you're there, and you go, oh, yeah, but unfortunately, I think she's doing her rounds right now. So I was like, well, can I ask you a question? I had never met you before. And I said, what do you think about the music right now? Do you think it's too loud? Like, you looked at me so seriously and you go, I think it's great. I love it. People are having fun. They're having a good time. Like, completely went aside what your boss at the time was telling me. And I was like, I don't know who you are, but I think that we're going to get along really well. And you're like, all right. He's like, we got maybe a couple of rivals left. He said...
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.